Okay, so you're right. So he's going on the Dilma Ashim Tova, need to kill Kuli Hai, the Asi Allah Safe, Igulameima, Nami, the Dinakol, Shlom, Das Bukhavo. We got all the three of Shamachayi, Vasbuddhava, Ashim Tova Nami, Das Bukhavo, Vasbuddhava. So they say, no.
Because
Ikir Ksiv Bechova. And Ikir Ksiv, they're referring to the question of can you bring it as an adava?
Yes.
Which is dependent on, is this an adava?
Is the Ashim Tova itself when you brought what's called Bechova?
Right.
Right. But what's that logic? You need to kill Kuli Hai, also all suffering.
I guess what he really means is that he means that it's so different because it's coming to Makom Sofek where he can't do tshuva, he's not makir, he has no karas
chayiv,
right. So it's completely different. It's kill. He calls that kill.
You can do tshuva on a... You can do tshuva on a Sofek now.
How can he be... He doesn't know the chayit. How can he say... he can't do it. Okay, so what's more, the Tony Rabbi Chia Kamei de Ro?
Ashim Taloi Ba'al Hanavela.
Oops. How is that possible? Amalei.
Klomer al Safi gets a lot. I mean any lot, not just Nevela.
Right.
Amalei, Vanan Tanan, Macham Omer Meina, maybe Ashim Taloi al Dabar Shadonakar, Shigasu Chakos. So that's the chum of Yerub Elazar, but Adava Namiyasis, what are you saying? Right?
Yeah, right.
So I don't understand why, what's that? Why can't Yerub Elazar?
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Go for it.
I'm relaying my time, lo masnes, zimun segiyan. Why don't you guys learn this many times?
Now, zimun segiyan, tenisa kamei mar. I'm on a rabbah. I'm Ali. I'm on a rabbi. So why are you acting like you? We should. You're in other words.
You learned this many times.
Many times he said it's rabbi Elazar. I mean, this statement we heard this many times from him. Ashim tali ba'al hanavela. So on my way, so you shouldn't learn that memra. So he says, why are you telling me we shouldn't learn that memra? Many times we're in front of who? In front of. Rabbah, and he said, that's Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
The Amrullah. Rabbi Eliezer of the Amrullah that they held that he can bring it when... Rabbi Eliezer of the Amrullah, not the others who argue Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
The Kohanim said to him.
Right.
Wait till you is after Yom Kippur, the after Yom Kippur.
Right. It's non.
The Amrullah, Omer Mohammed, I'm just kind of saying.
Right.
Okay. So those are of that.
Right. Now the Gemara is, Rava, my time with Amrullah, why don't they just let him bring it? Because maybe he was a Chote Belev or whatever. Omar Krah, shall they say a Sena, Bishgog of Ashen? I think we must be guessed at that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there must be an Asiya. My time with the Amrullah, we want to take Rashi?
Yeah, the Gilyam?
No, what is that, the Gilyam?
I don't know, I just see Gilyam. You should have learned by Rabbah and you would have known just like me.
Okay.
The basis of Sathwe. You need some Isra of a Kolbu. It's really small.
If you're going to love them, though.
Go live in a veil. My time, Amrullah. Hashem Tali bought Isser Kol Duv. Go live in a veil. דחסיר, פרשן תלוי, אשר לא עושה סנא בשקגה, והשם, אפילו like a שקגה, אלא במידי לאו, דהיינו, שלא עושה סנא חיה.
We guess that one. Okay. Now let's go further. Let's just go up to the two dots, so this way at least we will have taken up all the dialogues.
Okay. Omar Rav, my time there, Bonan, the Omri, Mivina Shantali, Adabar Shatan, the Karish, Shigas, the Chatos, Yav, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Nichatos, Chela. Kamala, Shatan, Karish, Shigas, the Chatos, Akan, the Shatan, Karish, Shigas, the Chatos.
So the Shabbat of Chatzis Kavu
Bechilev. So the
Shabbat of Chatzis Kavu. Right. You want to take
Tesis? Yeah, but I don't understand. What was the original problem with saying it's Rabbi Elazar? I guess I didn't get to happen. Just because Rabbi Elazar was this ba. In the Dava, but aren't we learning that according to Rabbi Elazar you're chayav to bring it? So why can't it be that Rabbi Elazar is chayav to bring it when it's in the Vela? Just because you could bring it as in the Dava, why does that
prefer? Taisa takes it up.
Okay, we should toast it. Gazrim Tali Bala in the Vela, Pishkun just, Al Savi Gazala. My time of, Amulah, Shalos, Sesen, and Bishkava, Vashem, Nira, the Lok Amar, Yehova, Lavio. That should be the Rabbi Elazar.
That should be the Damrlo.
The Damrlo is those Karamim.
I mean, no, the Damrlo, right.
Of the Rabban. Al Damrlo, Al Averis, Lav, the Ksiv, Loyada, Atu Al Achila, Safik, Nebela, Lysi, maybe. Velo Al Vada Achila, Nebela. Could it be that a Safik Nebela, you have to bring it? And in a Vada, you wouldn't. In a Vada, we know you don't have to bring it.
There's no carbon for Vada.
There's no carbon. It's Malchus, right?
Right.
So you tell me that a Suffolk Nevel, you'd be tied to me in Hashem Talai?
Yeah, he's right. Doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because there's no definite carbon for a lot.
There's no carbon for a Vada.
It's, what? No, a Vada, were, let's say he remembers that he ate the love. He ate the Nevel.
He remembers a definite
Nevel. Yeah, Vadai doesn't mean amazing. He means Vadai that he definitely did.
Oh, so if he knows Vadai, so he doesn't have to bring. He's a Shoki. He's a Vadai. This is Safi, you have to bring Shantai. It's crazy.
Right.
Right, that's true. Elamira.
That's good logic, huh?
You're right. How can you be Chayav?
Right.
It's not possible.
Totally.
You're Chayav Kovim, right? You're Chayav Kovim. If you did it... and if you know you did it, you'd put it. I mean, that can't be. So it must be, it's a Nadav. Okay, go ahead.
Right. It must be, it's a Nadav. Elanira, the Lo Yadalei, the Kra, L'Inyan Chova. L'Inyan Davar, Sh'im, Yivadalo, Yavi Ashigasachatas. So, the lo yadalei, the kra, on the pasuk says the lo yadalei lein yin chova. That's when you're chayav.
That's when you have a chova.
Lein davreshim yivada lo yavi ashigas achatos.
Right.
It's the gzeir shav, the mitzvos mitzvos. So he has a gzeir shav. Aval ahamilei lo se asen the afal averos lav yachol avio in a double. Right.
Right.
Okay,
I told you it was going to be kasher.
That's how he's learning. He's saying that it would be an adult.
Right.
So what was the Gemara that thought it was the chova?
Not by love.
What was the Gemara's problem? Tani Yerkana Dirava. Asham, Tala, Bala, and Vela. So he says, he thought that meant in terms of chova?
No.
No.
Remember the Dava?
It's the same as Rabbi Elazar. You don't even need that thing. Dava, you've always been in the
Dava. I mean, you don't even need a lot. You don't even need anything.
Right.
So you're saying, no, it's not true. If you're going to Rabbi Elazar, you need something. I understand. He thought
that he's poskening that his ball unavailable.
As an Adava.
As an Adava. So he says, we all like the Chachamim, so erase it.
No, no, he's saying it can't be Rabbi Elazar either, no?
No.
Gosh, he said be Rabbi Elazar, but in Davar Nami, right, wasn't that part of his question?
Where is that?
In the 2 lines and 3 lines on the top, that's part of Rabbi's problem.
Where are you reading?
The Gemara.
Oh, Shem Talui Bolan Vela Amalei Vanant Nan Bachachom Ovrim Omrim Enoe Mena Mavi Ashem Talu. Hello, Dovish has done a course with Gazachatis. So, how could you say that an Ashem Talu is going to come on an avail?
Okay, but Vira Vilazar, why can Vira Vilazar have been a Dovanami also?
If you're talking about Vilazar, you don't need the Vela, then it's an Adavar Islam.
Right, you mean, and he was learning that Nashim Tolu is a fear.
That's what I'm saying, maybe not. He's saying he knew you meant the Nadava.
Right.
He's just saying that according to Blessing, you don't even need a suffix Nevi. You don't even need a suffix Nevi.
Is that what he's saying? Oh, I see. It could be.
And the answer is no.
Umrah. Point to the Umrah. That's the answer. Amani Rebbe Elazar, he's the Umrah. According to Blessing himself, you don't need an Amnavel.
According to Rebbe Elazar and stuff, you mean just always, you don't even need, you bring it after Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur.
Right.
Like who was that? That was Bubba Ben Butta.
Bubba Ben Butta, right.
He held, according to Rebbe Elazar, that you could always bring it.
Right.
But the Amr Lo of the Mishnah held that you need some sort of suffix.
Right. So he
didn't need a lot.
Right. So they explained to him that that's the member, Oshim Tali Baal Hanavela.
It's good according to the Rebbe Elazar Damrla.
That's right.
Not Rebbe Elazar of Buti Ben Buta. Oh, Ben Buta.
Baal of Ben Buta.
You know, you don't need that.
That's right.
The Chogis Ben Buta, right?
That's right. Okay, go ahead. So, did we finish?
Yeah. There's three positions.
Okay.
Yeah, we did the list, right?
I think so.
Yeah, three positions. One holds if he feels any, he might have done any aver, even if it's not a miser, like a machshava.
What does Rashi say? Why does Rashi say lebeis hasafek? The ktsas isra kol dehu beino.
Yeah, lebeis hasafek means that you need a miser. In a very cold mice. All right? What's happening?
Got disconnected, so it's
we're jumping around.
So then why could he bring it the 2 days every day of the year? He really
I stopped. Guess in the time lapse of a day, which is a unit of human activity, he may have done a ma'aseh there.
A lav, though.
A lav. What would be a lav that a guy could have done?
Much not.
Without knowing.
Does it have to be a lav that has malchus?
I don't know. Doesn't say that. Doesn't. Any lav. Yeah, I guess a lot of love in that person.
Why is he picking the veil off?
Why?
Maybe Pshat is like this. It's like, you think you're eating shkuta. Like, maybe the person, you know.
It could be,
yeah.
It's
me every day, so
you
could be in the
veil. It could be in the veil. It could be the shuffle wasn't good. Right. Good example. Okay. So now let's try to understand the whole machlokas here. And this idea that the very idea of the Ashim Talib, the Ram says it's psychological. What is that? Shetanuach Nafsha. What's going on? Right?
He says that according to the Chachamim, right?
Point to everybody.
Right.
Certainly according to the Lazar, I mean. Even by a lav, it's allowed. Strange thing, right? Because the guy really is stuck. He can't bring a real korban chatas kavua because he doesn't know. So, and Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's Mechaper, he says, so then how come later when he knows he has to bring another kapara? He really, so the Chum say it's Mixas kapara. But Mixas kapara doesn't really help much either. Because then he shouldn't bring a full kapara.
Right?
Right. According to Eliezer, even if you did a vada, yes, you could bring it, right? You bring it in for a vada in the bill. You would bring an ashen color.
No.
No? Why not?
No, so.
If you bring it for a sub in the bill, when you say you bought it for a vada in the bill, you should also bring it?
No, but that's not the nature of the ashen color.
Is this like even for something that you bring it, but for even the right to bring it, but
yeah, but a vadai, it's not going to be mechaper. Tough luck, you didn't have erev mezid. Is that what you're talking about?
No, bavadai.
Oh, bavadai. You know that you definitely ate it.
Yeah, but it's not a cart. It's just a lot.
But that's not what Nashim Tov is for.
What are you going to do in that case? You can't bring a
kantos.
Shuvah.
Yeah. Or Tosi, or VC.
Can't
do that. Yeah, you can't do that. Because you don't know.
You don't know. How can you do it? It's like maybe he didn't do anything. He's saying Shiva on a mythical chait.
You're saying you can't do Shiva on a suffix of air?
No. How could you?
Rashi
is for not being careful. Yeah, but not true for the aver itself.
Not true for the aver itself. Because you might not have done it?
Yeah, what are you going to do true for? You didn't do anything.
You did it all tonight?
True is what? Again. That's crazy. If I did it, I'm really sorry.
Here's how I did it again.
You have two jokes.
I'll never do it again.
Not knowing. Being careful.
But if I didn't do it, I'm not sorry at all.
I'll do it again.
Who knows? But what kind of the problem is, what kind of a carbon is this? And what's the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and between the Chachamim? Well, we have the main point. Rabbi Eliezer says if it's kapara, Chum says kapara misses. Eliezer says if it's kapara, how can you bring a full kapara later? That seems to make sense of logging. That's why he says nedava. And what does Chum say? No, it's a mixed kapara until he knows. But once he knows, it's rescinded.
Well, don't you say he's a bigger kapara for knowing? So the kapara mixas doesn't, it's very nice, but he's a bigger kapara.
A what?
He needs a real, now that he knows he's a tofei, why do you say he needs a different kapara?
Yeah, but you're telling me it was machaper b'mixas.
Right.
So he shouldn't require a full kapara now.
Well, the mixas isn't going to work.
But if that Avera had mixas kapara, so he can't be chayav a full kapara. He should be chayav what's left.
That's
Rabbi Elias's argument, right?
Right.
Can't mechapa twice. So the Chachamim say no. They say it's mixas kapara achi voda.
Well, it's complete kapara achi voda.
No, it's megan.
It's megan, right.
So it's mixas kapara as long as he doesn't know.
Right.
But once he knows, somehow the mixas kapara is rescinded. Taken back. And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't want to learn that way. What do you see is taken back? Where would he get such an idea from? He brought a carbon, it's Mahapara, is it? Makes us kapara. But I don't feel we have two things. I don't feel we have a grasp on what's going on with the whole system of the... with the whole system of Usher Torah.
Really, why can't you say simply that it's mechaper on the fact that the Gapra put himself in a state of suffix, but it's not mechaper on the underlying chait? Because
he didn't put himself in a state of suffix. Happened.
It just happened.
Happened.
Right.
He went to the refrigerator and opened up the door, and he took a piece of meat.
It's not an honest
chalav.
No?
And now he doesn't know which one was which.
Was the meat marked Shuman?
No.
Right, so it wasn't marked Shuman. It was not marked at all.
Right.
So doesn't that mean he put himself in a state of suffix?
No. It could be that he... he didn't. When he took it, he didn't know which was which.
Right.
In a regular chatas, he finds out later. He also didn't know which was which. Otherwise, it's amazing.
You say highly alone.
So yeah, right. So what's it? So in one case, he was able to find out, and in another case, he wasn't able to find out.
But why don't you say that in this case, he should not have taken the meat when he didn't know its status?
Well, and what about a case of vaday?
Well, then he's got a real chait to be mechaper for. Here he's got the chait of the fact that he wasn't zahir.
And if he takes a regular chatas, he was zahir?
No, but then he also has, it's mechaper on that and the actual chait. The Hashem Talaway is mechaber just on the defect in the gavra that he wasn't bodek.
That's what a chatas does.
Are you saying if it turns out that he did the isser, so then he brings the chatas, and that's mechaber on both the isser and the fact that he wasn't bodek? So he shouldn't. But in the circumstance in which maybe he doesn't need to bring the chatas because he didn't actually do the chait, so why not say that in that circumstance the Hashem Talaway is mechaper on that same thing?
On what?
The fact that he wasn't bodek, he wasn't a zahir, because he may never have the opportunity to bring a chatas, but yet that defect is still there.
That he wasn't a zahir when?
When he took something out of the fridge and he didn't check what it was.
It wasn't awesome. He never did a chait according to that.
But maybe he never did a chait.
Right, but he still shouldn't have put himself in a situation where he is.
To me, so there's a carbon for a guy that put himself in a state that he.
So even if he finds out he didn't do it, he should be chayav.
Yeah.
That's right.
Even if you find out he didn't do it, yeah.
Right,
that's right. You can't get out of this one.
I just wanted to make sure there wasn't something obvious.
Right, okay, you did that. We appreciate your assistance. We'll take any help we can get. Okay? So, the concept, we don't understand the concept of the Rambam. The Rambam says, what did he say, that Ashatishka Nafsho?
Yeah.
And Kafach, he even has a stronger.
Lo Yishor Tachas Pachad.
Okay. Yeah. So what is this philosophy of the thing? I mean, strange. The whole thing's strange. And then also, what's the machlokas the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? What does it hinge on? Chachamim holds rescinded, and Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't rescind it. I mean, it seems kind of like Ravi used to say, yes, no, machlokas.
Yeah.
I'm a double shame armor. So the thing is that what you have to say is like this. Let's take the first problem. You see, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Chos Rachamona al Gufo Shalodom. Isn't that what the Gemara says?
Yeah.
Gufan Shal Yisrael. So that's why there's no Yisur. You have to say that this is an exceptional carbon. It doesn't fit in with the rules of all other carbonists. Because the person is at an impasse in terms of bringing a carbon chatas. He's me'ukav from bringing a carbon chatas because of a chasar in yediyah. So what could he do? Nothing really. There's nothing he could do. Logically, there's nothing he could do. But the Torah was a chos in the midas harachamim. So the Torah says, so God said, if he brings an Ashem Toloi, I will cancel the Yisurim. Okay? It's a carbon that emanates completely from midas harachamim because a person can't take the midas hadin. Because the midas hadin is going to be bepachad all his life. So therefore God gave him a special carbon, and if he does this carbon, he suspends the Yisurim. Because the nature of man requires such a thing. So it's really not a carbon that emanates from the general rules of carbonos. It's a special case. It's a special case where the individual, the Torah is chosol al gufo, because Torah recognizes that the individual can't tolerate the midas hadin. It's going to make him crazy. So therefore God gave a special carbon, and with that special carbon he suspends the Yisur.
He suspends him if he has the right intention, the right intentionality back, that's back in bringing the carbon, right? You know, not just that he brings the carbon, he has to have in mind that the, whatever the proper intent is. Is it some sort of a tshuva? Is it some sort of recognition on his part? Is it, like, what is this realization that he has when he brings the korban?
The realization that he may have done an avera that's chayev chatas, and therefore he's asking for suspension of the yisur.
Why isn't that sufficient to protect him from the yisur? Why do you got to go into? It's going to make him crazy. Why
do you have to? Because logically, what?
Say there was no pachad.
Then you're not talking about this case.
He still gets the Yisurim. He would still get the Yisurim.
If there's no pachad, so then he would get the Yisurim if he did it.
He was so tight. So why don't you just say to protect him from the Yisurim?
Why do you want to protect him if he's chayef?
Because he doesn't want a Jew to have to suffer.
What do you mean? But I don't understand. Torah doesn't want a Jew to do an avera.
Yeah, but now it's too late. Now you could have kapar as opposed to having to suffer yisurim.
I understand what you're talking about. The person did never.
To suffer.
No. If on the side that he did an aver,
chayav yisurim.
He's chayav yisurim. Now you tell me why he shouldn't get yisurim.
Why? Because there's another he could have kapar if he brings a karma.
But he can't.
So he's going to have to suffer yisurim.
Yeah.
So Torah's chasal so created a karma, so he doesn't have to suffer yisurim.
So even though in principle he should get Yisurim,
if he did the thing, right?
If he did it on the side that he did it,
yeah.
But because a person can't live like that, because he'll be in Pachad, so the Torah produced a new kind of carbon that suspends Yisurim.
Why do you need that extra step of Pachad?
If a person can take the midas hadin, so that you don't do anything, and if he really did it, he'll get yisurim.
But even if he did it, if he knew he did it, he wouldn't get the yisurim. He just bring the chatas.
Yeah, but now he doesn't. So he has to get the yisurim.
No.
Because the only thing that removes the yisurim is the carbon chatas.
No, the guy can't bring the
chatas. So he should get the Yisurim.
No,
so
Hashem Tov should get the Yisurim.
The Hashem Tov, what?
Hashem Tov is maybe on him, so he doesn't get the Yisurim.
So, but why should that be logically?
The Torah doesn't want a Jew to have the Yisurim.
What do you mean, Tadav? So if it used to mean a guy could do averus and Tadav wants you to have Yisur, so do away with shoking, all the kabbonis. So do away with all the kabbonis.
The Torah wants him to bring a karma, but here he's in a situation where he can't bring a karma.
So
why should the Torah want to get Yisur and just be stuck?
But he deserves the Yisur because he did the avera.
Chatas also, that he does avera b'shogeg. The Torah deserves Yisur.
And if he doesn't bring a chatas, he'll get it.
Yeah, the Torah would prefer him to have a chatas so he doesn't get the Yisur.
What do you prefer? There's no preference.
Chatas because Rav Kook means to only create a chatas kavua.
No, that's not chos. No. The Torah, we never say chos when we create a chatas kavua. Chatas kavua is a natural thing because it's machaper on the avera. It's not chos. It's not chos.
That's what we need kapara.
That's why the Rambam says pachad. He's translating what the Gemara means by chos.
Right.
So therefore, because the person can't take the midas adin, which means, let's say for instance, I mean, I did an aver, I'm chayev chatas, and I'm held up and I can't get to the mikdash. I'll get you some.
There's
no halacha.
But won't I be chas about the yisur? Won't I be all nervous? Why?
He'll be nervous, but he has to be. Yeah, the Torah doesn't take care of every case with his pachad. Of course there's pachad. But over here, he can't get out of the pacha. There's no way out. He has to live a life of pacha. That the Torah doesn't want.
But a life of Yisurim, the Torah would allow him to have Yisurim?
Sure, he deserves them. He deserves the Yisurim. He did the Avera.
What are the Yisurim?
Why does he deserve the pacha that comes along with the Yisurim?
What?
So why doesn't he deserve the pacha?
So that's what the Rambam is saying, because over here, if a person is a tough guy and he says, look, I did the aver, I'm not bringing a chata, so I'll take the yisur. Fine.
But how
it's his option.
What are the yisur supposed to accomplish? He doesn't know that he did anything wrong. I mean, is he supposed
no,
to
but if he did something, if he doesn't know, but if he did, so then he's chayef.
No, but I'm just saying, he's chayef in yisur. Yisur are there to help a guy to bring him to tshuva, right?
Right.
But here he doesn't know that he did anything. So it turns out, eventually he has
tshuva. Yisurin doesn't work only because it brings the tshuva, because you see the Rambam says you have tshuva, tola, and then you have yisurin besides.
Right.
Yisurin is a machapa per se.
Right. Uh-huh. So it doesn't matter whether he associates the yisurin with the faith and
no.
It turns out he actually did, but he doesn't know that he actually did.
No, it doesn't
matter anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what the Rambam's explaining, and that's what the Gemara's explaining. Rashi, Megin Minay Yisurim. It means really, it shouldn't be Megin. He should really, if he did it, be Chayav Yisurim. But the Torah is Chosolei, because psychologically you can't take it. So God says, bring a carbon, and I suspend the Yisurim. Now he could live happily ever after. Provided he has to try to find out if he did it, and provided that he doesn't find out, because if he finds out, he's chayav chatas kavua.
Are you saying that, like, in a certain sense?
Yeah. Rabbi Nin, do you know what I'm saying?
But there's a disagreement.
Yes.
The Rav one time gave a whole shiur. You were there, I think. The Yortzeit shiur on Hamtakas Adinim. Shom Sam Lechaykim Mishpat Hashem Nisaho. Vayash Lechel Amayim Vayim Teku Amoyim. Hamtakas
Adinim.
What's that?
You have to give this guy a shiur.
Only in Yiddish.
But so, it's a
yotze min haklal. It's a separate. It's a yotze min haklal. Ordinarily, things follow normally. You did a chayv, you get yisur. You didn't do it, you don't. You did a chayv, you bring a chatas. You don't bring a chatas, get yisur. But over here, because of the psychological makeup of man, that's what the Rambam says. Pachad. That's what the Gemara says. Chasolah. So God suspended his general principles. And he said, if you bring me a carbon, I'll suspend the Yisur. Hi, what kind of sense does it make? Midas Racham. That's the definition of Ashram Tolan.
Does he have to try to find out if he really did it in order to suspend the Asurim, or that's a separate issue?
He has to try to find out. It says Achi Yeda.
But there's a disincentive for him to try to find out.
Yeah, if he's not interested in finding out.
Okay.
Are
you saying that in some sense it's harder for him that Pacha than the Asurim himself?
He doesn't want the Yisroel. He's afraid of Yisroel.
He
has no way. Ordinarily, the Torah gives him a way out of the Yisroel.
But now he can't use it.
Right. So he has to get the Yisroel, and he's afraid of them.
But he may deserve that.
But that doesn't take away the fear. A guy deserves to get his head chopped off. He's not going to walk smiling into the gallows.
Why does Torah care more about the fear of Yisroel than the preventing the fear of Yisroel?
No, it's saying that he can't live that way. It's saying a human being can't live that way.
Right, so you're saying is that you can live with the Yisurim, you just can't live with
no,
the
No, he can't live with the Yisurim.
But then you're saying he made it to prevent the Yisurim.
He can't.
What?
Yeah.
You
don't even have to come on to that. Rabbi Meir won't say Inu Yadin. But I'm saying without Inu Yadin, even if you don't say that, a person is afraid, a normal person is afraid of Yisur.
Fine, granted.
Okay, so now he's going to have to live with that constant fear. And he can't get rid of it, whereas ordinarily he'd be able to get rid of it through a chattas.
And you're saying the psychological fear is worse than physical suffering?
No!
The fear
is of the suffering. He's afraid of the suffering.
It's unnecessary. The whole step is unnecessary.
What step?
Why are you going to psychology?
The fear, he's going to suffer.
What?
He did it.
We don't know he's going to suffer.
Yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes you for suffering, yes, sir.
No! That's only if you did it.
Yeah.
Only if you did it.
No,
I don't.
There's no Isurim for a suffocus?
What? No.
Let's say he really did do it.
There's no Isurim for the suffocus. The Isurim is if he did it,
fine.
On the side that he did it.
Fine,
if he didn't do it, he won't get any Isurim.
In that world, in that reality, he did do it, but he doesn't know about it, right? So he's going to get punished. He's going to be Isurim.
Right.
But he can't bring a chattas kavod.
That's what he's afraid of.
Forget the fear. He's going to get punished. Physically, God will punish him.
Right.
Yisurim, and he can't do anything to stop him because he can't be a chattas.
So take your punishment like a man.
Why?
And
No. Why should he suffer? Why should he physically suffer? Why?
Because he did not bear it.
But because he's not a chattas person, he shouldn't physically suffer.
So why is it if he doesn't bring a chattas, he suffers?
That's why Torah created a chattas, so he doesn't have to suffer. He can bring a karma.
Going in a circle.
It's the same exact case.
So why doesn't he take this?
Yeah, take your fear. Take your fear like a man. That's part of your suffering.
Their question, I think, is what they're asking is why does Rashi say that the purpose is to protect the guy against whatever the Rambam
to be negin min
ha'yisurim the fear
to be negin min ha'yisurim because the Torah is has rachmanis.
No, according to you, it's negin from rachmanis to yisurim. According to you, it's not negin.
That's their question. That's all they're asking.
What are they asking?
All they're asking is, why doesn't he just say the purpose is to protect them from the possibility of getting Yisurin, not the fear of getting Yisurin?
Why should God protect them if he deserves it?
Why should God protect them from the worry?
What?
Why should God protect them from the worry about the
Yisurin? That's what I'm telling you. If he didn't worry about the Yisurin, if that wasn't a problem for him, he could take it like a man, so then he'd get the Yisurin and that would be it.
Why is he chas on gufo to Yisrael? That they shouldn't have to suffer the Yisurim, but they should be a kapar of a karma.
Can't, it doesn't work out logically.
Why? That's what God did by Chattas, by Avadai Chattas Kavua. Instead of saying, take your suffering like a man, you did a Avadai Chet HaShogeg, take your suffering, instead of bring a karma, and you have kapar, and you want to suffer.
Right, but that's only if you can bring a karma, that's the system.
Yes, yeah, so that's why I tried to create a karma in the case of suffering, in order that you should be able to have a karma, so you shouldn't have to suffer. The same case. Why do you have to
agree? No, because the suffering is a necessary thing for his kapara.
Not by Vada case.
But, yeah, by...
No, by Vada, he doesn't have to suffer green karma.
But that's saying ipso facto, there's a value system here. That A, if you have the Maisa Vera, then Yisurin come. That's a natural, that's a formula. You can't get rid of that formula because God doesn't want people to have Yisurim. That is a formula.
But because God doesn't want people to worry, then he does?
No. You know, if a person can't live with that system, because he's going to get Yisurim if he did it. And he is afraid of Yisurim. So he can't live that way, unless he's a tough guy. But he can't live that way. So God created an artificial means, a completely artificial thing, that if you bring this carbon, I will suspend the Yisurim. Why? Because I'm a Merachim.
Is the fear of the Yisurim greater than the Yisurim?
That's the only way it can make sense of it, if you say that.
No. Everybody, he can't live, not because of the Yisurim. He might not even recognize the Yisurim. He might not even know whether it's because of this, because of that.
Right.
Let's say he gets pneumonia.
Not so much of that. The guy can get Yisurim, a lot of people have Yisurim, but he can't live with the state of fear.
A constant state of fear.
He can't live with the idea that he is going to get special. He doesn't know what they are, and he's going to, and there's Yisurim definitely coming his way. He can't live with that.
So by chatas, is it the same thing? It's the fear?
No, chatas has nothing to do with fear. Chatas is a formula. If you do an aveira, you're chayav a chatas. And if you don't bring the chatas, you're going to have an onish. That's a formula. This is an artificial formula. It's artificial. Because man can't tolerate din. He needs hamtakas adinim, like the Rav said. So therefore, God says that if you do this, even though in truth I should give you Yisurin if you did it, because you deserve it, and it's good for you, because it'll be mechaper for you, but I know that nobody wants Yisurin, and they want to get out of Yisurin, because they're afraid of Yisurin. So therefore, if I don't give you something artificial where I suspend it, you can't live. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what they're also.
Right. I mean, but if you say by chatas, it's not in order to avoid the Yisurim, it's a kapara, and mele in a chayv Yisurim.
Exactly.
But over here, there is no natural kapara, so you should
There's
have
no
the
natural.
Yisurim.
Yes.
And the Torah is not going to make a carbon, so you just to avoid the Yisurim.
Right.
Except for the fact that here, since it would be a constant fear, which a person can't live with, it made a carbon just to avoid the Yisurim.
Right. And it's not really.
Not to avoid Yisurim, but
it's not pure justice. Because pure justice would demand he gets Yisurim to be Mechaper. Now, over here, God is being Megan on him without getting the Yisurim. It's a Yotze Menachlau. It's a completely different formula.
Right. I hear it, you just say, I know you're not saying it, but to me, this is how I'm interpreting it. That a person can't live in a constant state of fear, but he can Yisurim itself is one thing. But the constant state of fear of Yisurim, that's too much for a person. So therefore, you Torah to create a carbon to avoid that. You can't have that kind of state of existence.
You can live with Yisurim,
man. It's in itself, I can live with.
Because normal Yisurim, and I don't.
Yisurim, you can't avoid it this time, you can't avoid it. But to say that a guy now is going to live in a constant state of fear, that's.
To say that a guy is going to live in a state where God says, I'm going to give you Yisurim, that is untenable.
Even though Yisurim himself, he'd be able to deal with and whatever. But it's the
yeah,
fear.
Exactly. It's the fear. That's how fear
how
works.
How could that be?
Exactly.
How could it be? Right. The guy's thinking, if the thing actually happens, that's not so bad. But that it might happen, he's really afraid. How could that be?
No, he's afraid. What is a person afraid of? Yeah. He's afraid it might happen.
Right, but if he knew you were going to ask for a block,
now you're guaranteed it's going to happen. And a regular living person doesn't think I'm going to get Yisurim all the time.
Right.
He won't get any Yisurim. But here he has God telling him, you will get Yisurim.
Right.
Okay. That's intolerable.
How can that be intolerable unless the Yisurim themselves are intolerable?
Exactly, they are.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay.
Yisurim is what do you call it? What does Mar say? Yisurim avirna.
No, I think you say it's worse. The fear that you might be punished at any moment is worse than saying, here's your punishment, it's going to happen tomorrow. It's worse to have a constant fear. I don't get the shot. I don't know. If you don't. If the punishment itself is worse.
No, I didn't. I don't know what you're mixing up to.
Which is worse, the punishment or the fear of the punishment?
I don't understand what you're talking about. The punishment is a bad thing. People don't like bad things to happen to them.
Can a person live with that punishment? If it doesn't
happen? I don't know. Maybe it'll do them in. I don't know.
So then just say the Torah made the carbon to avoid the punishment, because a person can't live with punishment. If that's worse, so then a person should really have a commandment for that.
No, because the punishment is good for him, because Machapra Liavera.
Are you saying the fear doesn't help him, therefore?
No, but the fear makes it an intolerable state of living.
More so than actually receiving the punishment?
If he receives the punishment, what do you mean more so than actually receiving
the punishment? You're saying the punishment itself could help him.
He won't know what the punishment, what do you mean? He now God tells him, you are going to get punished. That is something which he can't tolerate.
Okay. So this is, right. You're sort of adamant of some tolerance, right?
Right. So then he'd get punishment.
And you'd have fear of punishment. You have both. You have the fear of the punishment, and you'd actually get the punishment. God would actually punish you, right?
Well, let's take the first part. You'll get the punishment.
Okay.
And the punishment is
you won't know
it. It's
you
just what you get.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
The punishment is going to be memarik
v'chet.
Yes,
great. Wonderful.
So that's
but
justice.
You'll suffer.
Yeah, right.
Justice, great.
That's justice.
And you'll also be living in a state of fear of punishment.
So who cares?
Okay, well, apparently Kadosh Baruch Hu does care, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. If we didn't care about the guy's state of fear, we would say let him get his just reward.
And live in a state of fear.
Who cares if we don't care about fear?
But that would be the scenario. Without an Ashram Talib, God didn't make the system Ashram Talib. You do this.
In other words, the fear, the human element of the fear, is getting him off the din. Like if they take a guy from Malkus and he pishes. So that's it. They send him, he's puffing. Goes to the fear. So that's
like
a
blinding.
What?
Blinding.
Blinding.
Like blinding him.
They're blinding him.
Yeah, you're saying the fear makes him not able to see the din.
No.
What do you mean? He gets him off the din.
What do you mean? It's mechapa, the fear itself. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
No, you just said the fear gets him off the din, like by.
Yeah, they don't get mothers.
Yes, yeah, so you're saying the fear itself is mechapa.
The fear itself is mechapa.
So what do you even need that shetalik for? The fear itself is mechapa.
No, that's I forget about the case of
mothers. Forget
that case. That's a shame. But the Torah is not saying that fear is worse than the punishment. That's not correct.
You're saying the Isur would benefit him, but the fear wouldn't benefit him.
Right.
So therefore, to avoid something that doesn't benefit him, the Torah made this carbon.
The Torah had to not give him what he deserves because of the human element. He really deserves Isur. Yisurim the Markin of Anosa Shalom. So in my opinion, you don't have to worry about a virus. For Olam Haba. You get plenty of Yisurim. That's what the Vilna Gaon told to somebody, but he told his Talmud. Rav Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav his brother. Chaim Volozhin had a brother, was a tremendous genius. No. I will come to me. But anyways, so he was a young Talmud, and he went to the guy and he says he can't. He's going to definitely have a virus, and he's afraid of Gehenna. So the Gros said to him, "Don't worry, Yisurin take away the faith. There's plenty of Yisurin."
And he was happy.
And then he was happy. So now you can bring me right, and he wants.
He wasn't worried about the fear of Yisur.
The fear of Yisur was worse than
Yisur
himself.
No, no. There's nothing to do with it. Okay. So now. What?
This is like, let's say a normal guy gets the Yisur, like Chol Hashem, the priestess. I mean, there's a certain amount of Yisur. So
right.
He's going to have the fear of Yisur also, which is going to cripple him and destroy him.
But the fear. You can't take away the kapara. Yeah, otherwise, how can you give guy Misa? He's going to have fear. How can you give guy Malka? He's going to have fear. Ordinarily, we don't do that. It's just leading a din, you do it right away, like a man mentioned.
Because it's like a more kal that the Torah is doing it? Because ordinarily, for a kal, that's the Torah.
No, it's not more kal. It's a different situation, completely. It's Al Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling him that you're going to suffer, and he has no way out of it, and he has to justly suffer. But a person can't stand justice because of his nature, so he's afraid. Mandy, does it make sense?
I got. So why do you say the same thing when a guy is?
In other words, he's an honest benogeya the kapara, and that's a frightening state to be in. If a guy didn't have ever made his, he's going to get Malka close afraid. But he had the option: don't do the Avera, don't eat the Chaza, or stay away from the Edom, or whatever.
What about Nevela?
Nevela, same thing.
Oh, you did it. You didn't veil the Shogeg.
Yeah.
So what's your?
So there's no. The Ramban says you don't have to even do a tshuva on that.
You have to do
a tshuva. Only around that's Ramban, the beginning of Vayikra, where he says you only have to do tshuva on an avera chamura, the eid b'shogeg. But if you ate chaza b'shogeg, you don't even have to do tshuva. That's what the Ramban says.
So let's try that as a word.
Yeah, so as a blazer, why do you need Hashem Talik when you're blazer?
What's that?
So why do you need Hashem Talik for that? Why is he even afraid? He says he should learn that Ramban.
You're not chai of anything.
You can chew anything
on that. Right, you're not chai of anything.
That's what the Ramban says. Why is he so paha then?
Who? Bab Bambuta?
Yeah, Bab Bambuta.
They had different cheshbonos because of it's true you're not mechuyev in tshuva, but it's certain richud me'akadosh baruch hu, different ideas. You did a ma'aseh avera, doing a ma'aseh avera itself is something that's not good. Different. But Me'ikra Din Ramban says, surprisingly enough, that if a person did a lav, He ate a hamburger from he didn't know, and he thought it was a kosher hamburger or it was McDonald's. So, and then he found out he's not chayav in tshuva.
Why, you didn't have to be more careful? You don't have to be careful about a lot.
That's right.
Cars?
That's right. So it's only the averus chamurus.
Right.
Okay, so should I finish it off already? We still don't know the machlokas. Okay, so I say the machlokas depends on this. When the person doesn't know if he A, did it, took this road, or B, didn't do it. Okay, A and B. What does that mean? Does that mean it's irresolvable and the dilemma, halachically, cannot be resolved? It's always, was it A, was it B? We can never resolve it. We can't treat it halachically. Okay? Or do I say no? That's what we call suffix. And the halacha wraps it up in a nice package which has the definition of suffix. It's a halos suffix, and now we can deal with it halacha. Or, like I said before, the Torah does not do that. It's A or B, and we simply can't go any further. It's irresolvable. So that's the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim maintain that the Torah gives it a din suffix and makes it into a halachic entity. So that's why the Torah says that Kol's man is besafek, he's chayev in the Hashem Kolim. But once he knows the state of suffek is gone, so the kapara of the Hashem Kolim is gone, because the Hashem Kolim is tied to suffek. But Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't hold this a concept of suffix. He holds that it's always A or B. So that's why he says if an Ashram told is a machaper, it's going to be machaper on the mitzvah that he did, because we can't resolve it. So once you machaper on the mitzvah, even if it's a little bit, you can't bring another carbon from when you find out. So that's why he says it has to be a doron. It's completely artificial. A Doron, you understand, what's a Doron going to do? How is a Doron going to help you? A there's not a place for Dora. Yechayev Yisurim because of the Chatas. Because of the Suffolk Priestess. But that shows you even more that it's a completely artificial system of suspension of Yisurim because of Hamtakas Adina, like the Rav said.
It's not Mechaper at all.
Not Mechaper at all.
But it does suspend Yisurim.
That's right. It's an artificial means of suspension of Yisurim. Is it just? No. If Midas Adin, it wouldn't have never happened.
So according to the Rabban, you're saying is that it's a Mechaper on the Safek?
According to the Rabban, it's Mechaper. It's Mechaper on the... It's Mechaper as long as it remains a Safek.
It's on the Shem Safek.
That's right.
It's a different thing. The Vada is a different... It's a totally different thing. So it's not
totally
a
different, right. That's right.
So what does it mean Mechaper if it makes sense?
What?
Mechaper,
yeah, the Gemara says.
Right, so what does that mean?
So Mixas Kapara means that in order to have a suspension of Yisurin, God created artificially a carbon which is Mechaper B'Mixas. To the Gemara.
The Rambam says Mechaper al Safek. And that was the Lashon of Mechaper Shuvah.
Okay? The Oshim Tali in Mechaper Kapar Gemur.
He says Kapar Gemur is Nimchat.
Yeah, Teos Kapar Gemur is Nimchat.
Ein mechaper gemurah, is that the word?
Ein mechaper.
Who takes it?
Does she do the best us?
Well, that was more bothered by it instead of the mitzvahs. The part gemurah is, it's not really mechaper. There
you are. It's not a kapar gemurah, it's only a kapar mitzvahs.
Well, I'm saying is if you're saying it's Mechaper on Safek and not on Nevada, it's a different... It's a different thing. It makes us sound like it's a quantitative thing. It's not Mechaper on Nevada, it's Mechaper on Safek.
Right. Isn't it better for yourself if it's not makes us?
What's that?
It's better for yourself if it's not makes us. That, like the Rambam says, it's Mechaper on Safek. You're saying there's like a qualitative different nature between a Avera of Safek and a Avera of Anna. They're qualitatively different things. So,
yeah.
So therefore, Ashram Tal is Mechaper in the state of Safek. That's totally different than a state of Avera of Anna. So Chatz Kibu is in the Avera of Anna. And Ashram Tal is in Avera of Safek.
Right.
So they're qualitatively different things. Not mixed, those are just two different states of Avera.
All right, I don't think it matters.
Is there, according to Rabbi Lezer, there
doesn't
speak
of
this topic intrinsically.
No, that's a point, okay. Doesn't matter. That's the machlokes. That's the thing about it. Carbon mixes.
So it makes it sound like it's the same thing, just a kapar part of the way, but you're saying it's a different quality.
I'm saying that it does have kapar in it.
Right, but on the Shem Safek.
On the Shem Safek.
Right.
And that's why you have the artificial Megan.
Right. Once you find out, there's no more Safek. It's a totally different animal now. It's a different...
Yeah, once you find out, so then, then there's no Megan.
Right.
Because the whole reason for the Megan was because of the Safek, because it's intolerable.
Right, the Safek doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So now you need a new Kapar for the Vada.
Right. But that's if you say there's a Shem Safek.
Right.
Yeah, in other words, if Rabbi Eliezer's criticism is, if you say it's a Mechaper and it's Tolan, okay, so that means, but it can't be resolved. So that means what?
Mechaper on that.
It's Mechaper on them, partially on that thing.
Right.
That's what you're going to have. That's where.
Then why
would you have to bring a full chatas when you find out?
It's not
mechaper at all.
It's just a new invention.
It's a new invention from God because of his midas harachamim.